And welcome to the CD for I Love English for Kids for March. My name's Karine and I'm British.
I'm Saul and I'm British too.
Ce mois-ci, tu vas pouvoir écouter des articles de ton magazine comme Let's Watch, Let's Discover et Let's Explore et aussi les BD de Kevin and Kate et d'Anatole Latuile.
Et tu pourras bien sûr chanter en anglais, faire des quiz et apprendre plein de nouveaux mots.
Es-tu prêt à t'amuser en anglais?
Are you ready to have fun in English?
N'oublie pas, si le CD va trop vite pour toi, tu peux utiliser le bouton pause pour écouter un mot ou une phrase. Let's sing. Va vite en page 20 et 21. Quelle est ton activité préférée? La guitare, le judo ou la natation? Écoute cette chanson sur les hobbies.
Let's listen to Do You Have a Hobby?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do? I have lots of hobbies. Here are just a few. I play music on a small guitar.
I do pottery. I make vases and jars.
I fly my kite. It's pink, red and blue.
I play video games with Jack and Holly too.
Do you have a hobby? What do you do? I have lots of hobbies. Here are just a few.
I do judo, I'm a black belt, you see.
I go dancing from 1 o'clock till 3.
I go swimming in the swimming pool.
I love all of my hobbies, they are really, really cool.
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies, do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies?
That was fun.
Oui, c'était très sympa.
And now, let's sing Do You Have a Hobby together.
It's karaoke time. Let's sing. Quiz. Es-tu prêt pour le quiz de la chanson?
Are you ready Let's go.
Que veut dire I play music?
Je joue de la musique.
Que veut dire I play video games?
Je joue aux jeux vidéo.
Que veut dire I go dancing?
Je vais danser.
Que veut dire I go swimming?
Je vais nager.
Et pour finir, que veut dire I fly my kite?
Je fais du cerf-volant.
Bravo si tu as bien répondu. Comic, the canteen.
Ouvre ton magazine à la page 2 et écoute cette drôle de BD sur les légumes de printemps. Spring vegetables.
It's so lovely. Spring is in the air.
I don't know if it's because of spring. But I feel something strange in my stomach.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
I want to eat vegetables.
Let's watch. Va vite en page 4 et 5 découvrir le film du mois en avant. Bienvenue dans un monde imaginaire où deux frères elfes cherchent à prouver qu'il reste encore de la magie sur Terre.
Onward, a magical story of two elves. 1.
Ian and Barley Lightfoot are two brothers. They are not ordinary teenagers. They are elves.
I'm Ian. I'm shy.
I'm Barley. I love magic.
2.
Ian and Barley live in the suburbs with their mother and a pet dragon. There are trolls, unicorns, and other mythical creatures too.
Naughty dragon!
3.
Barley loves loud music and dreams of magic. Ian is quiet and sensible. He dreams of meeting his father, who died before he was born.
I want to meet my father. We just need some magic!
4.
On his 16th birthday, Ian receives a gift that his father left for him, a wizard's staff with a magical crystal. He casts a magic spell to bring his dad back for 24 hours.
Wow! It's magic! Oh!
5.
But when the magical crystal breaks, only his father's legs and feet appear. Ian and Barley have just 24 hours to find a magical crystal to complete the spell. It is the beginning of their quest.
The magic spell did not work.
Look, it's Dad's feet and legs.
C'est le moment d'écouter un nouvel épisode de la BD Kevin and Kate en pages 8 et 9. Quand Kevin, Kate et leur maman visitent le musée de Sherlock Holmes à Londres, Kate n'a qu'une seule idée en tête, devenir un super détective.
Kate, the super detective.
Holmes? I want to be a detective too.
Oh no!
What is it, Kevin?
I've lost Bruce!
What? You brought your hamster to the museum?
Aha! This is a mission for Sherlock Kate! Ta-da!
Kevin, you can't take your hamster everywhere.
The last time I saw him was during our picnic.
In Hyde Park?
That's very interesting. Mum, have you got any biscuits?
Oh, we gave the biscuits to the squirrels. But I think there are a few left. Here.
Huh?
Oh, Bruce! What are you doing there?
Bruce! I'm so happy to see you! But Kate, how did you guess where Bruce was?
Elementary, my dear Kevin. Elementary.
Let's discover. Va en page 10 et 11. Enfile ta combinaison d'astronaute et prépare-toi à partir dans l'espace au Centre spatial Kennedy en Floride, aux États-Unis.
Visit the Kennedy Space Center.
See rockets and spaceships. The Kennedy Space Center visitor complex is fun for children. Here, you can do astronaut training, work in space laboratories and see space shuttles.
Play in the rocket garden. The rockets in the rocket garden are impressive. The tallest rocket is 68 meters.
Fly a space shuttle. You can train like an astronaut in a simulator and prepare the shuttle for landing.
Go for a ride on a space shuttle. This is a cool 8.5-minute simulation of ascent into orbit. It's like a theme park ride.
Meet a real astronaut. You can meet a real astronaut. This is Buzz Aldrin. He walked on the moon in July 1969. Game. Fun in London. Découvre en pages 14 et 15 un super plateau de jeu sur Londres. Avant de jouer, entraîne-toi à prononcer les 5 tongue twisters qui figurent sur les cases blanches du plateau.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Case 7. Paddington Bear has a brown bag. Paddington Bear has a brown bag.
Case 17. Eat fish and chips or chips and fish. Eat fish and chips or chips and fish.
Case 28. Blow bubbles from the top of an open-top bus. Blow bubbles from the top of an open-top bus.
Case 46. Peggy the pigeon prefers coffee and cake. Peggy the pigeon prefers coffee and cake.
Case 49. Eat a cheese salad sandwich. Eat a cheese salad sandwich. Let's explore. Ouvre ton magazine en pages 16 et 17 à la rubrique Let's explore. Chaque année, au mois de mars, des chiens du monde entier participent au plus grand concours canin du monde à Birmingham, en Angleterre. Crufts.
Welcome to Crufts Dog Show. 1. This is Dylan, a Papillon dog. He is the winner of the top prize at Crufts in 2019. He looks happy.
I'm the winner.
Come on, Dylan.
I'm a cute dog with lots of personality.
2. Young people can compete with their dogs. In 2019, the winner was Paige Jepson, aged 21, from England, with her dogs Pebbles and Puzzle.
Good dog!
I know.
3. The dogs are carefully prepared and groomed before they compete. They must be calm and patient.
I'm very patient.
4. These dogs are taking part in the agility test. The dogs have to jump over obstacles and zigzag through poles, while their masters guide them.
I like to jump!
5. People train their dogs all year to compete in the show. The dogs have to be very obedient when they are in the ring.
Twister.
Es-tu prêt pour le tongue twister en page 19?
Un tongue twister, c'est une petite phrase en anglais qui n'a pas beaucoup de sens, mais qui est très drôle à prononcer. Écoute bien cette phrase qui veut dire « Les chiens mangent-ils des hot dogs ?»
Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Allez, plus vite!
Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Encore plus vite!
Do dogs eat hot dogs? Do dogs eat hot dogs? Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Bravo!
Maintenant, à toi de faire twister ta langue en disant très vite.
Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Faster!
Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Go on faster!
Do dogs eat hot dogs? Do dogs eat hot dogs? Do dogs eat hot dogs?
Well done!
Expression. Va en page 19 et écoute cette drôle d'expression. En anglais, lorsque quelqu'un travaille très dur ou beaucoup, on dit
« to work like a dog ».
Littéralement, en français, cela veut dire « travailler comme un chien ».«
To work like a dog ». Quelle drôle d'expression.
Let's look. Connais-tu bien les différents sons des instruments de musique? Regarde les instruments en pages 22 et 23, puis écoute ton CD.
Listen carefully. What can you hear? I can hear a piano.
J'entends un piano.
I can hear a violin.
J'entends un violon.
I can hear a guitar.
J'entends une guitare.
I can hear drums.
J'entends une batterie.
Let's look. En pages 22 et 23, Benny te parle de tous les instruments de musique qu'il sait jouer. Mais avant d'écouter Benny, prends le temps pour compléter le nom des instruments en rouge dans ton magazine.
Do you play a musical instrument?
1.
I play the cello for 1 hour every day.
2.
I play the drums in the garage. It's very noisy.
3.
I like to dance when I play the tambourine.
4.
I play piano. I can play the music from the film Frozen.
5.
I play the accordion. My grandfather is teaching me.
6.
I play the flute. It's a beautiful instrument.
7.
I play the trumpet. It's very loud.
8.
I play guitar. My teacher is very nice.
9.
I am learning to play the violin. My sister says it sounds terrible.
10.
I practice playing the clarinet every day.
Let's look. Vocabulary.
Maintenant, écoute bien le nom des instruments de musique. Karine va te donner les traductions en français. Cello.
Violoncelle.
Drums.
Batterie.
Tambourine.
Tambourin.
Piano.
Piano.
Accordion.
Accordéon.
Flûte.
Flûte traversière.
Trumpet.
Trompette.
Guitar.
Guitare.
Violin.
Violon.
Clarinet.
Clarinette.
Let's look. Quiz. Le moment est venu de faire le Let's look quiz.
Tu verras, c'est facile.
Comment dit-on piano en anglais?
Piano.
Comment dit-on batterie en anglais?
Drums.
Comment dit-on violoncelle en anglais?
Cello.
Comment dit-on trompette en anglais?
Trumpet.
Comment dit-on guitare en anglais?
Guitar.
Et pour finir, comment dit-on violon en anglais?
Violin.
Ça y est, tu as bien répondu. Comic Greeny. Va en page 26. Tu vas faire connaissance avec un drôle de petit tigre vert qui se bat pour sauver la planète. C'est Greeny.
Dad? Mum? We absolutely have to install a green roof.
What's that then?
Come on, show a bit of enthusiasm. Greeny needs our support.
A green roof is a sort of garden, but on the roof.
And what's it for?
It's to insulate homes. It keeps houses cool in the summer.
A garden on the roof would look lovely.
Okay, then. Let's go for a green roof. We can move the solar panels.
Yes!
Happy?
Yeah, and it's going to absorb lots of CO2 too.
A lot later.
Come on, show a bit of enthusiasm. Greeny needs all our support.
Comic, Anatole Latouille. Retrouve la BD d'Anatole Latouille au dos de ton magazine. Es-tu prêt pour l'épisode du mois des petits trous partout?
Little holes everywhere.
Ready? Let's go!
Do you think a caterpillar did this?
That's strange.
I don't think it's a caterpillar. Anatole? Sidoni?
Happy Carnival, everyone!
Let's sing! Pour finir, écoute à nouveau la chanson « Do you have a hobby ?» et amuse-toi à la chanter.
Come on, you can sing it.
Do you have a hobby? What do you do? I have lots of hobbies. Here are just a few.
I play music on a small guitar.
I do pottery. I make vases and jars.
I fly my kite. It's pink, red and blue.
I play video games with Jack and Holly too.
Do you have a hobby? What do you do? I have lots of hobbies. Here are just a few.
I do judo, I'm a black belt, you see.
I go dancing from 1 o'clock till 3.
I go swimming in the swimming pool.
I love all of my hobbies, they are really, really cool.
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies, do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies too?
Do you have a hobby? What do you do?
I have lots of hobbies. Do you have hobbies?
J'espère que tu t'es bien amusé en nous écoutant sur ton CD. Écoute-le plusieurs fois et tu comprendras de mieux en mieux. Tu verras que l'anglais, c'est facile et amusant.
Yes, English is easy and fun.
Et n'oublie pas d'aller sur Play and Learn pour faire des jeux en anglais, regarder des dessins animés et faire un atelier de doublage pour prononcer comme un vrai anglais. À bientôt pour une nouvelle aventure en anglais dans I Love English for Kids.
Bye bye.
See you soon.